Welcome to season 2 of Tea with Twins.
We are so excited for tuning into our podcast,
Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.
Trying to figure out, you know, how to make this podcast more meaningful, how to get more people involved, and how to reach out to different and other twins and their stories and their life. So we're super pumped to be back. And just thank you again to all of our viewers who are listening to us around the world.
Yeah, I want to do some shout outs to some countries. We have mostly in Canada, the US, but we have Brazil, we have United Kingdom, Ireland, Australia, Germany, Indonesia, Taiwan, Iceland, Mexico, Italy, Venezuela, New Zealand, Turkey,
Czech Republic,
Israel, Austria, Netherlands, Denmark, France, Switzerland, Hong Kong.
That's crazy.
Totally amazing. And literally, like Victoria said, season 2 is going to be similar to season 1, but we want to add more of our personal touch to it, so we will be doing more just us two talking, but we also have some guests, so we have been talking to other twins.
Some interesting stories.
Interesting stories that I have learned so much about, so I can't wait for, like, non-twins to hear about it.
And we also will be having a few of our family members on, which is, some of you have actually been asking for a mom to be on, or our brothers, so we listened, we heard you, and we're gonna be doing it.
We're also gonna be playing some games, so, like, who would rather...
We're pretty different people when it comes to, you know, telling the truth or picking what would you rather than... So we're very excited to show you that side of us.
And we're also going to be sharing you guys some of our favorite, like, travel stories, which we're excited to share because always something happens to us in every country that we've been. And so this first episode of season 2 of Tea with Twins... First, thank you for coming back to season 2. It means so much. And also for everyone who has rated our podcast, for everyone who has screenshotted it and shared it to their Instagram.
Who subscribed.
Like, you posting on your Instagram gets us in front of new people that we may not be following on Instagram. So thank you so much. And today's podcast is all going to be about what we've done since season 1 and what's have changed in our lives. So let's kick it off.
So I want to go into you about my new...
this is Victoria, by the way.
Yeah, my new experience, or my new job. Last year you knew that I was at a school, I was a visual arts teacher, and this year I got asked to go back, or I have a new contract to go back in the fall.
Because you're so good.
I mean, but I'm just so pumped to be there, and even, like, I had a soul reading the other day, and I just want to bring this up really quickly, because at first when I took this job, I was really hesitant. I really had to build up confidence and knowledge for this job, since I only took a minor of art education and a major in, like, all the other elementary subjects. So when my soul reader was like, you're going to do something really creative, you're a creative soul, you need to go back to your childhood and really experience, is it coloring, is it painting, is it singing, is it dancing?
Singing.
Go and do that because that is when you're at your prime. And I was like, that is so weird because I got, going into this new profession again, like, I'm getting asked again to be an art teacher.
Working
in elementary school, and just like, wow, like, that's crazy. Like, in your cards too, I see you working with kids and stuff, and I was like, wow. At first, I didn't think this was, like, a right sign from the universe, but now I definitely see that the universe has put me on the right path, so I'm super excited about that new job. And Vanessa, she's kind of on, like, a different path right now because she's killing the business game, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to shout out to, well, also you and I, we both reached a new level in our business, which is totally amazing. When we started, I did not see this as something that I could ever achieve, and just achieving something that's been on my vision board this whole time and just seeing it and being like, wow, is mind-blowing. So just a little shout out to everyone who has a dream, is not sure how to achieve it, or it seems so far away. Just keep doing what you're doing, and it's all in the routine, it's all in consistency, and to keep you motivated, just think about the future. If you do stay motivated, what will that look like? Mm-hmm. And that vision will never make you unmotivated again. But also, so I've been working on my business full time, which is nice during the summer because I can just relax and work outside. But coming fall, as you guys know, we live on a apple orchard, our family's apple orchard. And how crazy is that? This is our 100th year anniversary that our apple orchard shop's been open.
That's crazy.
It's totally crazy. It's mind-blowing. So we were supposed
to... There's not many family businesses out there anymore. And there's not a lot of people that stick to a job throughout their whole lifetime. You know, if we look, you know, this generation especially, it's always like we're bouncing between jobs. It's always seeing which grass
is. Not only that, but it's been in our family for four generations. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times some, you know, you'll fall out of the path and someone, you'll just sell the family business because no one's interested in it. But luckily, our older brother is taking on the farm. He started his own cider business, his moonshine business. He's really kicking it off and giving it his own little
spin to it. So if you're ever in the small town of Hemmingford and want to pick apples, pumpkins,
an hour outside of Montreal,
yeah, we would love to have you.
September, you can check October.
It on Instagram, Facebook.
So, yeah, what I was trying to get across there is that I'm going to be working there from September and October, which I love, is because
making our famous donuts.
Make donuts, make the jelly. If you guys have never made jelly in your lives, you don't know the pain that we go through. But making jelly is literally the most. How do I say this?
It's time consuming.
It's very time consuming. You're in your mind. And you put so much time into something and you get so little. Like, you'll be boiling, like, you know,
four cups of apple juice.
Bushels of apples, yeah. And it'll come to, like, a teaspoon of jelly. Like, it's so crazy. But, so I'll be working there for September and October. So if you guys do swing by, you know, say hi. I'll be there. And it's so cool that I can help out with my fam during those months. I probably should be helping more on the farm in the summer, but gotta have to shout it out to farmers because definitely one of the toughest jobs out there.
Yeah.
Like working in the heat and everything.
Like if you think it's hot, imagine being outside doing that.
Like physical labor.
Every single day. I burn out once I like sit by the, you know, when you go to the beach and like, oh my God, that sun took everything out of me. I'm so tired. But all you did was sit on the beach and do nothing. But imagine working in that weather. It's not an easy job and I definitely think it's a profession that's underlooked.
Oh, 100%. So,
just like teaching.
That's something, that's our jobs or what we're doing. I don't like jobs because it's like.
You have to love what you do. Yeah. If you do everything, if you love what you do every single day, it's not going to be a J-O-B.
Just above broke. Anyways, our next thing that I want to talk about is, so we were supposed to be in Kenya right now. We were supposed to leave June 30th. We were going to go over with a friend who's also from this small town. Her name is Lexis. She has her own foundation with her husband, and it's called I Am Hashima. And we were supposed to go over there for a month. We'd still be in there right now to help at schools there under the mango tree and do some workshops, but also go to Rwanda and see our favorite animals, which is the
silverback gorilla or just a gorilla in general.
And you know what's crazy? I think the reason why we love Silverback Gorillas, Vic, is because we read the book, The Treehouse. And they had a book on the silver gorilla, and they're so cute, so we were supposed to be doing that right now.
I think it's, like, their noses as well. I kind of have, like,
A fetish
for animal noses. Like, cow noses. Pig noses. My sausage dog nose. Like, I could just kiss those noses forever.
But they have to be dry. They can't be, wet and snotty. They have to be dry.
So, like, imagine kissing a gorilla's nose. Like, it's, like, first, it's, like, indented in their face. Oh, my God.
He's probably breathing, like,
and then ripped my face off.
Well, I feel like they might be nice. Like, you just have to pull not Jane Goodall. What's the gorilla one? Wow, we are bad. You have to pull her. Anyways, if you guys know what we're talking about, wow, we should know this. But we're supposed to be doing that right now, but things have changed, obviously, because we are in a pandemic. So
and someone just asked us, they're like, well, when are you going to book the next trip?
Oh, my God.
Literally.
When we can.
When we can. And I know there's, like, flights opening up right now, but we also feel, like, a sense of, do we want to leave and get judged?
Mm-hmm.
But for Vanessa and I, it's kind of getting, like, little cabin fever right now.
We're getting antsy.
Like, we're getting antsy. We want to travel. We want to see the world. We want to eat different foods. We want to see different
Because time's running out. Oh my God, we're going to be turning 25 at the end of next month. And if you think, like, we have maybe 50 more years of good travel time. I'm living to 100, but good travel time. Like, probably after 75, I'll maybe take it slow down. But I only have 50 more years to see everything and do everything that I want. So.
But that's also, like, you're me. But at the same time, like, you know, Kenya was really about others. And, like, when we travel, it's about others. It's about educating ourselves and, you know, bringing it back to the classroom or bringing it back to our town. Yeah. So it's just been really tough for us as extroverts.
Yeah.
This quarantine has been getting rough, but there's nothing we can do about that.
But during this quarantine, Victoria actually just started something new, which I want to talk about because, Vic, how about you explain what you're doing?
Okay, so I Vanessa and I have always been in a sports team, and we loved it more importantly, not because of the sport, but because of the community. So every sport we played on was a team sport. It was an individual sport. Mm-hmm. Vanessa and I never loved tennis or golf, because we loved to chat, and coaches would always get upset at us because we'd be talking to everyone, not really listening. So one of my friends was like, okay, Victoria, do you want to do this challenge with me? And it's an 8-week, like, summer fitness camp, and the winner gets to win a trip down south to, like, Mexico or any destination you want. So that's, like, the first place kind of
winner,
like, that's what you get. So when I heard that and I heard fitness, I heard community, I was like, I'm all in. I'm going to sweat. I'm going to, you know, get back on here. I'm going to focus on my nutrition and maybe not a snack as a lot and really be conscious of what's putting in my body. Because we're really conscious of what we put on our body and in our body. But Vanessa and I are big snackers. And
But
that's dangerous.
What she forgot to mention is that because she's doing it, I also need to do it.
Well, no. I signed up and I'm following the nutrition and the workouts intensively. And Vanessa's just following, like, the working out part, and she's, like, trying to do the nutrition part, but the only reason why she wants to do this competition, which is, like, probably like any other twin,
is because I don't want to be labeled the fat twin, and as stupid as that sounds, when you look at a set of twins, you will automatically, the first thing that people will pick up is, oh, she's the fat twin, like, 100%, or the ugly twin, so, as, like, dumb as that sounds, I don't want someone coming up to, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I just don't want people to kind of, you know, not see me. Like, if we both look the same, then they'll have to look for other characteristics maybe inside, like,
positive
of us.
Positive ones.
Instead of just being, oh yeah, Victoria, she's the jacked one, and Vanessa's the fat one, and you're just like, nice. Because we've been there, and I think it was, like, still healthy, but it was like, we're not saying, like, fat in a, like, mean way or...
Mm-hmm. I know we don't want to throw fat or, like, body shaming around, but literally, just take it as it is. Vanessa just didn't want to be the twin that was not jacked. That's what we're trying to get apart here. No discussion. That's it. Vanessa just didn't want to be the not jacked twin.
Well, we'll see. Anyways, you'll see the before and after pictures.
8 weeks.
And then we're also going to be working on a new project. We don't want to tell you guys about it just yet, but we've sent out...
It's so exciting. Some of you actually read our project.
Yeah.
And we're super happy that you guys reviewed it.
And gave us honest feedback. That's what we love, is, like, we don't like when people are like, oh yeah, it's so good. And there's sugarcoat it, and there's no bad feedback. We're like, give us the bad, like, why is our project shit? Like, we love how we can do better. And I think that's what teachers, we need to work on as teachers, is being honest with our students. And I love the sandwich thing. It's like, think of, like, two buns and the meat in the middle, or, like, the veggie patty. So the bun on top is, like, what they did great. The meat patty or the veggie patty in the middle is, like, what they could do better, and then end it with another bun of positive. So we can't just be giving people positive things. There's always things that we can work on, and I think that's why people are so focused on perfectionism, is because they've always been told what they're good at, and they've never been told what they need to work on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone is ever perfect at anything. So that's our new project. Vic, you also got your palm reading done that you've kind of talked about, but do you have, like, one thing that you want to mention that you found cool?
Well, one thing was, like, I was looking at, like, clocks all the time when it was 11:11 or other, like, angel number signs, and she said it was, like, because I'm so in harmony and so in line with the universe. Ooh. That it was kind of, like, look out, like, you're really, like, aligned, something big's gonna happen, another thing was, like, she's seen a lot of white flowers, and she even saw me as a sorceress on a white horse, and at first I was like, ooh, oh god, this is kind of, like, creepy, like, what does a sorceress mean? But all it means is I really dominate cards. I'm a very dominant person, like, independent person, but my downfall is I spread myself too thin, and I take a lot of, like, emotions for other people, and I put it on my own, which is very true, and you probably already, in the last podcast, or even through our voices, I'm, like, the more sincere one. I like taking in, like,
it's feelings.
True, though. But sometimes I wear myself too thin, or I put too much things on my shoulder that I can't handle. So it was really cool that she came out, with those cards, and she just said that I'm on the right track, You know, I'm visualizing whatever I manifest will come true. I'm abundant financially and spiritually and emotionally. So I was like, wow, like everyone needs to do a palm reading. It wasn't palm reading. It was a soul reading. We did it on WhatsApp because whatever it's going on right now. She just read me my cards.
And she's from the UK, right?
Yeah. And I just
do you have her Instagram refreshed. That you can maybe...
No, I don't. But if you go on to my Instagram, I'm going to be doing a live very soon about what she told me.
Awesome. It's all about, you know, recommending people. And, okay, some COVID activities that we've done so far since our first season, yeah. Strawberry picking. So we were actually with our good friend who's also from, like, a town over. We were supposed to go hiking one day about an hour and a bit away. So we were getting there, and then I didn't know this, but you guys should check the mountain. If you're big hikers, check out the mountains before you go there because they might be packed with people. So we couldn't go hiking and we just went strawberrying instead, but strawberry picking instead, which was also so much fun in a cute little orchard. We sat by the pool with friends, good catch-ups. We are growing a garden. So we have celery, which is not doing well because we're not getting a lot of rain. So I think celery just needs a lot of rain.
We cucumbers. Also don't water enough. We water once a day.
Yeah, because our town is on like a no water band or... And then we also have tomatoes, which are, they're killing the game. Our kale is killing the game.
Kale if you guys and kale. Radishes.
The radishes are doing well, but our beets never came up. So, and I'm also, my brother planted these giant pumpkins. So like the ones that weigh like hundreds of pounds. And so I've been watering those. So I can't wait to take like a picture next to them. They're going to like weigh twice as much as me, but super exciting. We're seeing friends at a distance. We also have a cool brewery about 20-30 minutes away on like top of our like a little hill. Super gorgeous up there. It's called Livingstone. So if you are from around here, you'll know what I'm talking about. They have amazing kombucha, but he also has like great IPAs.
Craft
beers, all made up there.
And so, you just sit outside, so COVID approved. Mm-hmm. And we also just like have been meeting up with other friends with a distance. Like there's a drive-through that are playing movies. Yes. And my mom just booked a family kind of outing. It's like a Just for Laughs. So in Canada, we have a Just for Laughs program or a concert every year, and now they're doing it outside. You stay in your car, you buy a ticket for your whole car, so that's at the end of the month. So that's something, you know, there's always something you can do.
And we've started to take yoga outside, so we usually with the same teacher is usually inside at the church, but now because we can't all be in closed areas together, we're doing it outside. And I absolutely love yoga outside. What about you, Vic?
Yeah, but the last time I'm pretty sure we both got heat stroke.
Oh yeah, I definitely died. And also when you're trying to like relax at the end, my favorite part of yoga, like ants would start crawling on me, but it's like cool to just have like our feet connected to the earth and stuff. Oh my God, talking about that. Have Zac you guys Efron? Yes. Red have you guys seen Down to Earth?
We should do a podcast just on Down to Earth because
oh my God, it's so interesting.
If you don't know, Vanessa and I have grown up around High School Musical, you know, Ashley Tisdale, Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, Lucas Gabriel, like, they have been always surrounding us and, like...
Cordon Bleu.
Yeah. And when this came out first, we also loved Leonardo DiCaprio and, like, what he's doing for the world. Mm-hmm. But when we saw this, we didn't even know it was about Zac Efron. We're like, whoa, what is Down to Earth?
And then he pops up talking about eco-friendly, sustainable, healthy stuff, and I was like... I love him even more. Like, I just want to meet this guy in person because I feel like we would have such good conversations. And even though I see him, like, we used to see him as, like, Troy Bolton, I feel like now it's, like, he's even more attractive because he's into the environment. And he's just so fun and cool and he likes trying new things. So, hit us up.
You watch this podcast.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, everyone needs to check it out on Netflix and it's really an amazing.
Okay, we're close to the 20-minute mark, Vic. Oh, yeah. So, last thing, I don't know if I mentioned on my other podcast, but like being a twin during the COVID is super hard because every time my mom or whatever asks us to do something, we're like, can we go in together?
Yeah.
Like our small little grocery store will feel bad when we go in two together because there's hardly enough people to fit like 10 people in that grocery store and being like COVID safe. So I'll be like, well, I don't want to go grocery shopping because I can't go with Victoria. And one time, I'm not sure if I shared this, but we went into a grocery store about like 45 minutes away from here. It's like a healthy organic grocery store.
And this girl called us out.
This girl was so mean to us. She looked at us and she's like, I don't even remember because it's like I want to push it out of my mind. But she was just like, why do you both have to come in? You have double the chances of getting COVID. Like, I honestly understand that. But like try being a twin and one of them sitting in the car and the other one grocery shopping. People probably can't because like we do that all the time. But it's definitely hard.
I'd be calling her 20 times anyway, so it's easier if she just have her own speakerphone. I go in and get out faster.
Yeah, because we can like Vic will hit the fruits and veggies, and I'll hit like
what else? The carbs.
The carbs. Yeah. What else is there to get? The wine rack and stuff. But so the last thing.
See, White Claws restocked.
Guys, someone has to get in contact with White Claws and get them. So in Canada, or maybe it's just our Quebec province.
A lot of topics here.
Yeah, we're just getting blackberry White Claws, and I'm so over that and garbage. I want places, mango.
And there's three places you can get White Claws, and they're all like 4 hours away from us. And you're just like,
I just want some mango White Claws. Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about, wow, we are all over the place today, is our new podcast that we just discovered that we are obsessing over. So if you guys love podcasts, obviously because you're listening to us, so you love podcasts, but another podcast that we love is Often Ambitious. So if you have your own business or you want to crush your goals, they are awesome. It's two girls. The next one is Ed Mylett. He is an awesome entrepreneur. And Trent Shelton, he's a great speaker and kind of motivates you. He has one on like... five things on why you have haters or something like that. It was super interesting.
Haters, you're doing something right. So that one was really good.
We haven't gotten any haters about Earthly Twins, so.
Yeah, this podcast has been really positive, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you guys, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, you guys are the real MVPs. So just thank you again. This is kind of how our podcast is going this season. Hope you enjoy it. And again, thank you so much for everyone that shares, subscribes, and reviews. It really does mean a lot to us and our business. Yeah,
and for us to like be doing a season two is all because of you guys. So thank you so much, and we'll catch you guys soon. Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.